Log Talk Radio.
Monday edition of the weekly conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Last week, it was like 7 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to set up a show for Monday. And it was Monday because of Labor Day. I was off. This whole world is just upside down. And, oh, man, it's just nuts. And I'm going to get into a conversation tonight that I want to have with y'all that I never thought. Because we went up to my nephew had a birthday, and it was supposed to be a couple weeks ago and stuff happened, so it was supposed to be Saturday, and then mandatory work. He had to work Saturday, so it was Sunday, and we didn't get back till 9 o'clock, and it was just crazy, and me and my wife were having this conversation in the car, deep conversation that we never thought we'd ever have in this country, and, you know, when Joe Biden came out, basically said, okay, guess what, folks? Any business, over 100 people, have fun, because you're gonna have to get the vaccine or do this, or you're gonna get fined, and oh yeah, the illegals, yeah, the border jumpers, yeah, they're exempt. Don't worry, folks. So I guess I'm one of those Venezuelan people from the South, and I don't know. It's just nuts. It's crazy. It is. My name now is Juan Gonzalez Martinez Menendez. I'm a migrant from Venezuela. I am immune from getting the vaccine. I put my money where my mouth is, and I'll get into that. And at college football games around the U.S., and even at the Holyfield-Belford fight, they're like, we love Trump, we love Trump, F Biden, F Biden, F Biden. And it's, you know, I want to get into something that me and my wife discussed, we talked about, because I think there's 100 plus million people that want to do something, don't know what to do. I mean, in California already, you had people in LA County that went to go vote in the Governor Newsom recall, and guess what? Oh, already voted. No, I haven't. I'm here to vote. So they gave him a provisional ballot, just like in the Trump election, people tried to vote and said they already did. You got a bunch of kids that were wearing mega hats and all kinds of patriotic Trump stuff, and they got their photo taken with Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. It's hilarious. It's like there's people that, I'm with this idiot, and they have like a shirt that says I'm with this idiot, and they got Hillary Clinton, and they get a photo with her. It's great. 11 questions these Republicans must ask Anthony Blinken. We got to get answers to so much stuff. And I do believe that if Fauci gets taken down, he is the fall guy. It's kind of like you bust a guy in the street corner dealing drugs, but he's not the kingpin. You know, he's just like he's the guy that they have to take the fall for the coronavirus stuff and the Wuhan lab stuff and the gain of function, but he's not the one we want. But, you know, he's like, if he goes down, they're like, hey, yeah, he should go down along with Bill Gates and probably 50 other people. But there's questions we need to have answers with, you know, in regard to like the Afghan pullout and stuff. Why was Anthony Blinken on vacation? Why is Biden playing golf while we still have people in Afghanistan? Not that he cares. He don't know what day it is. I mean, you got even a Michigan Democrat, Elise Hutkin, who doesn't know anyone who feels good about the Afghan withdrawal. I mean, we had our own intelligence saying, hey, this is going to be a collapse. And they just left. And then you got these people on the left, they're like, man, that's Trump's fault. Biden could have said, nope, this is not going to work. We need to halt. We need to halt this. We need to stop the pullout and do something, change. Biden pulled them out, not Trump. I got so much I want to get into, so thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. One Lord, not multiple, one Lord. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, it's just nuts. I mean, I know it's funny how there's tons of people out there that, do you know anyone who's died? I know people who've died from COVID. How dare you not want to wear 75 masks and lock down and not go anywhere? I told one person, I said, I'm just doing what all the politicians are doing. They're not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. They're going and doing and living their lives. Except for when the cameras are around, when they don't think they're being watched or photographed or videotaped, that's when they're, you know, it's when they're like posing for photos, you know, like I guarantee you, if you talk to a reporter for any of these news networks, they probably are threatened if they post any photos or film them when they're not wearing their masks. Okay, if you're going to phone me, let me know so I can put on my mask and pretend like I'm wearing one. You know. I'm just saying. But that's the problem here. That's the real problem. If you don't stand up for something, you will fall for anything. Don't worry, folks. That United Spot video, it's just a mask and social distancing. Come on. It's for the greater good. Give up all your freedom. Anyone that gives up their freedom for security deserves neither. Let me repeat that again. People who, don't worry, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You take away your freedom for security. You don't need a gun. The government will protect you. Don't worry. Just do what we tell you. Just roll up your sleeve and get the injection. How dare you not want to get the injection? You piece of crap. Just inject yourself. It's amazing how for 4 years... Oh, the Trump supporters will get their, will drink the Kool-Aid. They'll drink the Kool-Aid. Now you have all these idiot, retarded liberals that are just like, oh, I'm not even questioning. Yep, get the vaccine. Shut up. You want to kill people. And then, of course, it's these people that, like, 1,000,000% support abortion that are like, you're killing people by not getting the vaccine. Oh, wow. Well, you support killing thousands of babies every day? If you're outraged and saying that I'm going to kill someone for not getting the vaccine, but you're going to support abortion, and if you say you don't support abortion, then you can't get the vaccine because the vaccine is made from fluids and stuff from aborted fetuses. It's a little thing called research. Liberals should try it sometime because there are still people that act like, I'm the one that's the problem, because even though they take 300 people who have full-blown COVID and they find out that 294 plus like 98% at, I think it was Duke University, they did 300 and some people. It was 98% of the people. Only 8 out of that number of like 300 and some, like 305 or something, 304, only 8 people did not have vaccinations. The other 98% are fully vaccinated. That's what they're finding out, folks, that when they take 100 people that are COVID positive and they do research, gee, 79% are fully vaccinated or 85% are fully vaccinated of this, of people that have COVID. And you get these people that still know that that can't be, you can't get COVID from the vaccine. You can't, once you're vaccinated, you're just, in the immortal words of a doctor who told this to someone very close to me, my wife, the vaccine does not stop the spread or make it, all it does is make your symptoms less severe if you get it. And that's what it's supposed to do. No guarantee on that. If it does what it's supposed to do, you will have less symptoms when you get COVID. If I'm vaccinated and you're not, are the chances of me getting COVID and spreading it are just as much as an unvaccinated person. I'm not, the vaccine does not stop me from spreading it or getting it. That's why I hate when they have all these people that, well, they were in a nursing home and one person was unvaccinated and he got all these vaccinated people infected with COVID. How do you do that? Because if the vaccine works, you shouldn't get COVID. If the vaccine works, then they shouldn't be able to get COVID. They don't, they make no sense because they try to, they have double standards trying to blame because if I spread the COVID-19 because I'm not vaccinated, okay, but the people that got it from me were vaccinated. So either I'm spreading it to, you can't have it both ways because you can say, yeah, I'm spreading the virus and I'm the problem, but how can I be the problem when the vaccinated people, you want me to get vaccinated to stop spreading the virus when the people that have gotten the virus from me are vaccinated? It's not like, okay, and if you're vaccinated, then why don't we have vaccinated areas? You people that want to get vaccinated, you stay home. You do whatever the heck you want to do. You know, you don't go anywhere. You just climb in a hole, and we'll live our lives. I've come to notice that the people that, like, seriously, the people that, like me, I don't care. I'm living my life. I'm only having to deal with this because they're idiots. They're like, you spread the COVID virus, but you get vaccinated. And they're whining like a little tiny bitches, excuse my French, but they are. Okay, if we're the problem, then why are out of 300 people, 290, like four, are fully vaccinated people that have COVID? Well, yeah, well, that's true, but you know what? I mean, you still should get the vaccine because it doesn't stop the spreading of the vaccine or the virus. COVID vaccinated people are still getting everything. It makes no sense, folks. Nothing makes sense. Because you're like, well, you're vaccinating people, and then you got Joe Biden coming in here, because this is me and my wife are having a deep conversation about this. I've never thought I'd, okay, what if it goes to the Supreme Court and say, yep, okay, the government has the right to force medical stuff on you against your will. You know, you may like the, see, that's the problem. People don't realize. If you want to wear 50 masks, go ahead. Praise God. I hope you should be able to wear as many masks as you want to. You should be able to get every vaccine, one of each kind. If I know that they don't stop the spread of the virus, you can still get COVID, you can still have all these problems, don't blame me. I'm done. Don't. You have the right to get the vaccine. And when you get COVID, I want to intentionally infect a bunch of these vaccinated people that think that once they're vaccinated, they can never get it, just so they, that way when they get sick and they have COVID, maybe they'll, wait a minute here. Maybe it's going to take all these vaccinated people either having major side effects that are permanent or getting COVID from it, and then they realize that it doesn't really stop the spread of it. Because that's the misinformation. These people that think that as soon as once everyone's vaccinated, like we're the problem. Like no one in America who's vaccinated has COVID. I bet you if you did a study, I bet you 85% of the people that have COVID in America right now are fully vaccinated. I guarantee it, because whenever they take a snippet of, like, here's 150 people from here, or 200 that they know have COVID, they're making sure they're fully COVID positive, and they find out they're not vaccinated. No, they are. For the most part, they are vaccinated. I'm doing my part by not creating a variant, because if you get a vaccine that does not kill the host, it produces a variant. But some people don't get that. Don't worry, folks. That's the problem. I mean, I was listening to Representative John Jacobs, and he's like thanking us for standing up and doing what we do. And there's some heckler on there that you guys are the reason why we're never going to go back to normal. If they treated the flu like they do COVID-19, we'd have been in this bull crap 40 years ago, and we'd still be going through this crap. You'd still be forced to wear, and you can't make it up. I'm a huge deadhead. And it's even ruining the community, because there are so many people. The band wants you to either have the vaccine or COVID testing. Not the venue, not the government, the band that they're requesting, Fish and a couple others. Okay? And people are going haywire over it. I can't believe it. You're a sheep. I'm not a sheep. If I'm going to go see the concert, I have to just take a negative COVID test. And it's like, and then there was someone that goes, is there going to be a shakedown street tonight? Because I guess they're playing tonight. I haven't even seen, because of all this bulk, I haven't seen one set opener of anything. Everyone has just got their panties in a bunch. It's not even, and it's like, and I kind of want to go, but I kind of just want to check out the scene. Because if there's a, if people are going to conniption, you shouldn't need to wear a mask, because everyone's negative with COVID. The only people that could be positive are the vaccinated people, but they don't have to have a negative COVID test. So if I have, and one guy said it's even more BS, because he said they weren't even checking anything. They weren't checking nothing. Like, I could get a friend's vaccination card and use it. He said they weren't even, like, checking your ID. He goes, it was bull crap. But it's ridiculous. I never thought I'd see a day. I mean, it's sad, because there's people. And then when you just say, hey, when you have a basic question like, okay, people with the vaccine have been found to have COVID. Why aren't they getting a negative? Why don't we just do a negative COVID test for everyone and call it a day? And then you get called out. Then that can't be. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. I'm like, oh my. That's how bad it is. There are people that go off on you because you can never in 100 years get COVID if you're vaccinated. Yes, you can. And it just frustrates you because you can't win. I know one of my friends, Luke, went to a Fish concert, and he said Shakedown Street was banging. So it was huge. That was right before they, like the week later, they did all this. They joined Dead and Company and stuff with, you know, the vaccine mandate and all. So to make sure you don't have the vaccine or a COVID shot, a negative COVID shot, you know, to make sure you're either COVID negative or you got the vaccine, one of the two. He said it was nice. But then I think there was a bunch of people that had their panties in a bunch. Oh, I can't believe it. So, I don't know. It's just such a divide because there's so much, you know, because there's so much of the people that believe that this vaccine cures it and you'll never get it. And I think some of those people need to get infected and get COVID. That way, maybe they'll wake up. How can I get COVID? Because I had one friend that, like, well, I was taking hydroxychloroquine and I'm vaccinated and all this stuff, and I still had an issue. I'm like, I still got it. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Like I've said before, we're just going to have to learn to live with COVID-19 like we do the seasonal flu and hepatitis and AIDS and all this other stuff. You know, I don't know why people keep putting, what? People have died. How dare you? Wow. How dare you drive a car? My best friend was killed in a car accident. How dare you? I just want to start going off on people for driving a car saying, people have died behind the wheel. How dare you? Because that's what they do to you if you think we need to just carry on like we have every other disease without a vaccine. Where would we be without vaccine? Because like someone commented on this, because like even Dark Star Orchestra came out. It's like, you know, man, get the vaccine. Let's get back to normal stuff. And they're not saying you have to get it. It's not like a mandate. They're just recommending you get it. And there's a guy that said, I always looked at the hippies as the type of people that were like the doer. And they were like the anti-everything. Like, I know people that literally are like anti-medical, anti-this, you know, like, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, I only eat non-GMO, yada, yada. I know exactly where it's from. You know, if I eat meat, it comes from this farm because I know the buddy that grows the cows and yada, you know. All this, they're like, but when it came, yeah, they got the shot. What's in it? They probably couldn't tell you what's in the COVID shot, but they have to know every single solitary ingredient, where it comes from, anything that goes in their body, I guess, except for the vaccine. And there was a guy that commented, like, you know, I thought hippies were the anti people that were like the, you know, we live our lives, man. You can't tell us what to do. We're gonna, you know, we don't buy the BS from the government and all this stuff. And now it's these, the people that I thought would be standing up against all this vaccines and stuff are the ones that are like, you're going to be forced to get it. So just get it now before they have to force you, before they have to put a gun to your head and give it to you. Just get it. Go ahead. You know, it's funny how the people that said that we don't think and we don't question anything are the ones that are like, not questioning stuff. You know, they're the ones that, like, the Trump supporter will just drink the Kool-Aid and they do whatever Rush Limbaugh and Trump says. They don't even think. Oh, and the female conservatives, they do whatever their husband says because they can't think for themselves. And now we're the ones that are thinking for ourselves because, hey, I'm not getting it. The vaccine is Biden's Kool-Aid and I'm not drinking it, okay? I have the right to do my own research. And I don't even think it's going to be 2 years. And I think you're going to be so grateful if you're not getting it or doing everything you can in your godly power to say, no, not today, Satan. Stand behind me, Satan. Not today. Not today, Satan. Nope. I have a feeling it'll be like my one brother-in-law was like, I don't think it'll be 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. But there's so many people that, like, agree with me that don't believe it's safe and believe in, like, 5 years. And, okay, if you support a forced mandate where I'm forced to get it against my will, who's liable if I have permanent damage? And if I'm neurologically messed up and I can't do certain things, who's paying for my physical therapy? Who's paying for me to go to all these doctors to get treated? Because you can't go after a pharmaceutical manufacturer. If you have a problem with a vaccine, bye-bye, you're screwed. And while there, while we have Americans stranded over in Afghanistan fighting for their lives, we have people like Bush comparing 9/11 to the January 6th Antifa people that were let in. Remember on January 6th when the Black Lives Matter and Antifa people put on Trump stuff and they were escorted into the town hall? Heck, I've seen evidence that proves that the supposed kidnapping of Governor Whitmer was staged. There wasn't even, it was all made up, trying to make Trump supporters look bad. Same thing with this January 6th. We have Americans left over there, and Biden's playing golf. And he's talking about, well, if you have 100 people or more, you're going to have to, you're going to, we tell you, no, the Constitution was made to limit the power of the government, not the other way around. If I have to, I'll move to Minnesota. Me and my wife will work for Mike Lindell. Or we'll go to Florida and support Governor Ron DeSantis. It's like, no, we're not doing this. At least my governor right now is standing up against this, these mandates. But the problem you're going to have is your business. And I wonder, and this is the one question I've wondered. This is 199% unconstitutional. Do they have a loophole that they're going to sit there and that, like, with if it goes to the Supreme Court, they can go X, Y, and Z, and there's going to be a way that they're going to make it so it can be forced on you? Or do they think we don't have a chance in hell with this, but we're doing it anyways? To hopefully maybe encourage businesses on their own to say, okay, hey, you want to work for us? You have to get it. Nope. And I would love to know what fully vaccinated means. So, what do you mean? I said, well, now in Israel, now you have to have the booster shot before you're considered fully vaccinated. So the two shots aren't enough because they're having massive COVID outbreaks. Well, of course they are, because the vaccine doesn't kill the host and it just produces a variant and then it gets even worse. And we were doing so much better until this country was going in the right direction until get vaccinated and they started forcing all these people and people just started running like blind sheep without even questioning anything. They weren't questioning anything. Nope. Dr. Fauci knows all, I'll get the vaccine. Dr. Fauci knows all, I'll get the... And I know people that ran, I mean, they couldn't get the vaccine fast enough, and these are people that probably, I know, didn't question what's in it, but... Do you know what benzodiazepine is? Yeah, this is a chemical nutritive sweetener that's actually made from... Yeah, you will not believe what it... Yeah, look it up. What is, you know, I just made it up, but they were like... They're like so, they're afraid to put certain things in their body. But vaccine, COVID bad, vaccine good. It just, I mean, seriously, folks. I wish I could just go play golf, and just say, okay, whatever. I wish I could do whatever I want to, and I wish I could sit there and tell my listeners, okay, you wear masks, you social distance, you get all the vaccines. So I'm waiting for them to, since they all do, I'm waiting for them to say that you should get more than one of the vaccines. I mean, I talked about this before. I did a video on my empathy support group page. And basically, I forget exactly what it is, but there's either two shots or injections, or there's a pill, or there's two pills and an injection, one of the two ways. So it's like three things that they're on clinical trials on, and they're the shots are like a vaccine kind of thing that when you take it, it enables your body over time to be able to integrate wheat and you can get back to eating a normal life. And what they believe is the way this is working, if it works like they think it's doing, what you have to do is one thing. Alter it a little bit if you figure out what triggers peanuts, and you may not be able to eat peanuts, but you could at least be around them without having to worry about dying. You know, and these are like 7 years, or they're like at least 5 years in the, like the second trial stage or the third trial stage. And look at how quickly they got the COVID vaccine. There's a reason. And people that don't like testing on animals should love this COVID vaccine, because they're not testing this on, they haven't tested it on animals yet. It went right to human trials. Yeah, they're just experimenting on you. And some people think that part of the vaccine might actually be to fight COVID, but it's not going to eliminate the host. And part of it is because I think it was a way for them, this virus is a way to try to get mass inoculation, to try to experiment on people. The vaccine violates the Nuremberg Treaty. I mean, just so you know, the vaccine, even though it's FDA approved, which doesn't mean anything because cigarettes are FDA approved and they're deadly as hell. But anyways, this vaccine, even though it's FDA approved, it's still being used under the experimental, it's still being used under the experimental, like, hey, we just need to wake the people up that think that you can't, like, if I'm vaccinated, like, I'm vaccinated, I can't get the virus. But that the problem is most of the people that think that once they're vaccinated, they can never get it, until they get fully infected with COVID, they're not going to do anything. That's the problem. They're the people that are never going to believe you no matter what you show them. Even if you have a Democrat say, hey, we tested 400 COVID positive people, and there's 400 COVID positive people, or 300 or whatever, 98% or 78% or 88% were fully vaccinated. So that, no, that can't be, that's a lie, whatever. They won't, until a vaccinated person like that is infected and they test positive for COVID and get sick, I don't think they're going to have their minds changed, because I give up trying to get through the people that think that once you're vaccinated, you can never get the virus. And that's false. And now they want to, well, we need to slow the curve. You should notice that the curve was going way down. The infection rates were going way down until they started mass inoculations. Then they started to skyrocket. It should actually even be going down further, because not only do you have tons of people with the antibodies, but you have tons of people vaccinated. So it should be going down, not getting worse. So, I mean, Governor Ron DeSantis, easy for you to say. He's like, no, we're going to do something. We're going to stand up against these. And I think right now, last I heard, there's like 21 states where they're like preparing lawsuits. Even Ben Shapiro has lawyers and lawsuits. You know, he's preparing. And he got the vaccine early and thinks you should get it. But he's like, you should have the right to get it. Because it's overreaching, these mandates. Because that means if you're against, that means if you're like a Hobby Lobby that's against this stuff, I mean, what are they going to do with the Amish? Are the Amish going to have to get vaccinated? Are Scientologists that go through, like, the clearing out where they get rid of all their medications and people have actually died who, oh, you don't need insulin, you're fine. Oh, Ron Hubbard knows the way. And they died because they were told not to do anything. They were told to give up all their prescriptions. And it's in your head. You're not actually in pain. It's in your head. No. I'm having problems because I need insulin and you're not letting me have it. And people have died. I mean, what are those people going to do? Nice to see at least some of the governors and attorney generals stand up, but then there's going to be some that are going to be like overwhelmingly like, not only is Biden right for mandating it, it needs to be even stronger, maybe even, but don't worry folks, I am from Venezuela now, I am a border jumper, therefore I'm exempt from getting the vaccine, so is my, all my family members, we don't have to get it now since we're from the south, because you know, she basically said that, and when the guy asked, why are they exempt, and she is, next question, didn't even answer anything. But this is how bad this world is. We have an LA Times columnist, Jean Guerrero, saying that Larry Elders, who's a black man, is a white, has a white supremacist worldview, and is a very real threat to the communities of color. A black man. How can a black man be a threat to the communities of color? I don't understand that. It's like these white people that say Black Lives Matter. It makes no sense. These white lives matter. You would think the black people would be there. Black Lives Matter. No, it's, I know more white people that have Black Lives Matter signs and stand for Black Lives Matter than black friends. Yes, I do have friends that are black, colored folk, people of color. Yes, I do, and they're great. But all my white friends support Black Lives Matter, and none of my black friends that I know do. And you're going to tell me that she actually has the balls in LA Times columnist, a white lady, to say that a black man has white supremacist worldview? You can't make this up. There used to, like I've said before, there's a magazine called The Onion, where it was like a magazine that had like fictitious stories that made no sense. Like they would talk about how the Cubs win the World Series and all that stuff before they did, it's like in the 90s. They had stories that made no sense. Like the Titanic actually didn't sink and it was taken by aliens and these ridiculous stories. Now you can't make this stuff up when you have white people saying that a black guy has white supremacist worldviews because he doesn't stand with the Democrats who want to take and enslave black people. And they have. I remember when I grew up, we used to read in history class about like they had like the white sinks and the black sinks and the white faucets. And this is where the whites went to the bathroom and this is where the blacks went. And this is, and now you have the Democrats getting black people to, okay, yeah, we want our own graduation. We want our own this. We want separate bathrooms now. That used to be like how, now they're fighting to be separated. They're wanting this divide that in the 50s, no, you want to ride the same school bus. You want to go to the same bathroom. You want to go to the same school. You want to have the same classrooms. I don't know how anyone can sit there and say, okay, this white woman is saying a black man has white supremacist viewpoints. Yep, that's right. Larry Elders is in the KKK. Yep, you can't. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's just hilarious. And people buy this stuff up. can't make this up, folks. I mean, like I was talking about a little bit earlier, I think there's like 100 plus million people that want change and don't know how to do it. I mean, when you look at people in the Governor Newsom recall, and they're in LA County and they go to vote, nope, you already voted. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. And trust me. And this lady walking out, she goes, just an FYI, don't be surprised if they tell you already voted. Oh, we already have been told. We were filling out a provisional ballot. So who knows if the first ballot, that since they said they already voted, who knows if that's been deleted or gotten rid of. It's the same rhetoric. This is just off the wire, folks. This is breaking. The chief of staff for the DHS, Secretary Angela Duro Maricas, has resigned. Ah, this is going to be very, I want to see some, because I got to switch topics now, because this just came on the feed. This is through Breitbart. It is interesting because I wonder how many more people are like, you wonder if there's going to be people that are, hey, you do X, Y, and Z or else. You know, because I think Biden doesn't know what he's doing, and they're telling him what to do. And I'm wondering if there are people being blacklisted and blackballed and blackmailed, and you're going to do this. You're going to sit there and do this. Okay, we're going to get these mandates through. These people are going to be forced to get the vaccine. I don't care how you have to do it. I don't care. If you go to court, we're going to make sure that you have to do this. Or have to do that. And what you're going to find is, I think some people like they're just going to quit. You know, like I'm done. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as this develops further. And I think some people are like, just because you resign, you can't hide. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward with this. Because I think Fauci is the fall guy. I really do. I think there's bigger fish to fry, but yeah, well, like, I feel like they're going to let him hang while the real people, the real bad guys get away. And instead of, you know, getting, you know, like I told someone, I said, Fauci needs to pay for what he's done, but if we impeach Biden, we need to get rid of Harris and Pelosi and a bunch of people too. Because imagine Pelosi and Harris, because Pelosi would move up to the VP and Harris would move up to president. Lord help us. I mean, she'd be like, okay, yeah, you got about 2 weeks to come up with gun legislation on my desk, or if I'm just going to ban guns, good luck. Get it done now. Got 2 weeks. Democrats will be running. Oh, they've already got, you know, she'll be like that. Okay, you will get the vaccine 100%. See, there's a difference between putting on a mask and doing safety precautions. I have no problem doing stuff like that a little bit, because I can always take off a mask. I can always, but I can't undo an injection. You can't injection a vaccine. Once it's in you, it's in you. I know people that have had it, and 3 months later, they're not right. You know. And like the California GOP chair said, you know, we got Californians who are in Afghanistan while Joe is worried about saving Governor Newsom. We got major problems. We have tons of people still stranded in Afghanistan. This COVID thing is not that big of an issue in comparison to... But of course, as soon as you say, well, there's human lives in Afghanistan that we have to worry about, you know what they'll say? Well, yeah, that's why we need to take care of COVID here. Well, yeah, we did take care of COVID. It was going down until everyone got vaccinated, and then the rates started to skyrocket. I mean, this is the country we live in. You know, you got people who are 100% supporting abortion telling me that I need to get vaccinated to save human lives. Well, then I want to get a shirt that says, if you want me to be vaccinated to save human lives, then you need to be against abortion. I mean, you got a Washington school to ban 9/11 red, white, and blue tribute as racially offensive. I want to get into, and this is the world we live in. While Washington school bans like red, white, and blue stuff tribute as radical and insensitive. Like, you can't have, like, I remember when 9/11 happened, and my boss at the time found a 48-star flag, and I bet you they could have gotten $1,000 for that, and you couldn't get near American flags. Now, how dare you have an American flag and wave it on 9/11? How dare you? The Taliban is our friend. Trust Joe Biden. A Semasha, Washington high school banned students from wearing red, white, and blue for its Patriot Day football game Friday over concerns such a memorial would be radically insensitive and offensive to some individuals. Are you freaking kidding me? You can't wave the American flag because that's red, white, and blue, and it's Patriots Day. How dare you? How dare you stand up for the people on 9/11? Like I said, if 9/11 was to happen today, you'd probably have people cheering it on. You'd probably have CNN saying, well, that Trump caused this. You know, it's Trump's fault. If it wasn't Trump's fault, they'd be finding some way to like praise it and say it's great. But I bet you a lot of the people that are at that school weren't even alive. I remember I think it was in 13 or something, and they said, yeah, if you were a kindergartner today, you're graduating high school. If you're a kindergartner when 9-11, I met a lady, because like I think it was 13, you would have been like a graduating high school, and you'd have been a kindergarten when 9/11 happened. And this girl goes, I only know 9/11 from a history book. I wasn't even alive. And I remember to this day, Die Hard. No way. Die Hard. They got the building from the first movie, the airport from the second movie. Yes! And I clicked the TV off and I went, my mom goes, the phone goes ringing, so I get the phone and mom goes, turn the television on right now. A plane just hit the tower and I don't think it's an accident. This is like when they had Noah. This is when the first one hit. And I watched it live. When it wasn't a replay. It was actually like when it hit. And I'm like, what is this, Die Hard? A plane? And that's when it was like, well, we can't tell. My mom goes, that's when I turned it off. I'm like, ah, cool. And my mom goes, turn it back on. And I remember getting dressed and going to work because we had a tent and everything was canceled. Like all these events we had, like all week, were canceled. And it was just like, then you had people like, well, I was told they was getting, Yeah, seafood comes from the West Coast, ma'am, and unless it's frozen, which we don't use, yeah, there ain't no flights going anywhere. Yeah. But, and my mom's like, I don't think this is something. And I wasn't. And when the, like I said, but yeah, I don't get it. And where we're at in this world and everything. I mean, now got about 8 minutes left. Where is the time gone? But I think now, like I've said, like with, if 9/11 happened, I got 7 minutes left. Wow. But anywho, I sat there and I'm like, what would happen to America now if 9/11 happened? I think there'd be people cheering it on. We have people stranded in Afghanistan. We have people more worried about where's your mix. And what's funny is how when people get in your face about not wearing a mask, when it's like, okay, yeah, and then you, they make no sense. They don't wear a mask. And you wear mutant. Okay, if your mask does what it's supposed to do, I'm not going to affect you. It's amazing how they don't grasp that concept. If your mask truly works, you're not going to affect me. You're not going to get sick from me. Stay 6 feet, folks. It's funny how they'll break all these COVID... The CDC social distancing guidelines to tell you not to wear, why aren't you wearing a mask? Now, if they stayed like 10 feet away, excuse me, where's your mask? Then I could at least respect them for at least trying to distance themselves. But when they like walk up to you and get right in your face in my personal space, where's your mask? Like the 800-pound person in a Walmart motorized cart that's like, where's your, that's like, you're putting my health and safety in jeopardy. I've actually asked someone that. I'm like, I said, I got a question then. If I'm putting your life at risk by not wearing a mask, then what is your mask doing? What you're basically telling me is that my germs can get from me through your mask to you. If your mask does what you think it does, then I should not have to wear a mask because that mask will protect you from getting anything, but it doesn't. But don't worry, folks. While Joe Biden's doing whatever he wants to, playing golf or whatever, don't worry, folks. I actually said this to my wife on Saturday. Cause like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, ah, you want to get something? No, we'll just, my mother-in-law has pizza left over. Like two gluten-free slices and this. And I don't know what it didn't look. It was like dry. I mean, who knows how old this stuff was. And then I had been like freeze-dried, you know, where it's like crusty. Like, nah, and I found something to eat. And I'm like, and my wife's like, thanks for being so, like, going with the flow. I'm like, there are people right now in Afghanistan that are fearing for their lives from the Taliban that we've left there, and we're having food to eat. I'm not going to complain. I guess that's my problem, you know. I'm trying to live and enjoy my life, and I'm tired of all these people. Where's your vaccine? You better be vaccinated. I'm tired of people. I don't care. I'm done. It's scary how these people that, like, the ones that are vaccinated, and the ones, I don't care. It's these vaccinated freaks that are, like, all paranoid. We're not getting back to, what do you mean we're not getting back to, I'm normal. I'm trying to live my life normally. It's you idiots that think that there's a major problem in this country because I'm not vaccinated, when you're actually causing the problem by creating variants, and it's just getting worse. Because if you noticed, before everyone started mass inoculations, rates were going down, not up. This vaccine is sort of like when they started all the welfare programs. You know, before they started all these government programs, unemployment rates were plummeting. But then when you got people hooked on, hey, free money. yeah, see, I make more than, man, someone's paying for my kid. And I'm not, no one's telling me my kid, yeah, no one should have to tell you your kid's going without, you shouldn't have, your kid should, you shouldn't have to tell your kids they're going without food. You should get off your dang butt. No, what do? They sit on their butt smoking cigarettes. They go to beauty shop. They get their hair done. Then they go shopping by themselves, whatever they want to. They get their hand to see whatever. On my dime. Oh, don't worry, folks. It's safe. It's okay. 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welfare and stuff, before they started these programs, the problems were getting better, not worse. Poverty was getting better. The rates were plummeting. COVID was going down until mass inoculation, and then it produced all these variants. And got about 60 seconds left of the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I'm Kyle from The Weekly Conversation reminding you, stand up for what you believe in. Try to educate people and make sure that you'll learn really fast the people that will never believe you. And I truly believe there's a lot of people that are vaccinated that I think have to get COVID positive and get really sick before they realize that, oops, well, I thought you couldn't get COVID if you got the vaccine. Just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, there might be a show. If I don't go to the show, I'll do one. Good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.